Good. And now, here.
The hire purchase agreement.
That's right. Good. Splendid.
Don't forget it has to be sealed.
Yes, of course.
Fetch the great seal of Santa Milicenza.
Very good, Prime Minister. Fetch the great seal of Santa Milicenza.
The great seal, Prime Minister.
Thank you. I'll do the contract first. That seems to be all right.
Good. Don't forget the agreement.
Right.
You didn't wait for me to take my hand away.
Sorry.
You'd better do it again. Most of it's on the back of my wrist.
Very well. Ready?
Thank you.
That's done it.
Well done.
You can take the seal away.
Yes, Prime Minister.
You'll join me in a drink, of course.
I rather think it calls for one.
Yes, indeed. I'm sorry the rest of the cabinet couldn't be present.
It is usual.
The fact of the matter is, they've all got other jobs, and we reckon on making most of our money during the tourist season.
The weather has certainly been propitious.
What?
It hasn't rained.
No, indeed. And with Yugoslavia on one side of us and Italy on the other, we do pretty well. We run a mixed communist-capitalist economy so that visitors can escape from whatever they hate most.
It sounds rather involved.
I'll explain it to you sometime. Oh. You'll take some of our local wine, or if you prefer, we have a liqueur we are rather proud of, made from distilled peach stones.
The wine will do fine.
You're wise. To me, the liqueur always suggests the taste of boiled daffodils.
I don't believe I know the flavour.
Poetic license, of course. Ah. We are, most of us in Santa Milicenza, poets of one sort or another. Here.
Thank you.
Well?
I drink to you, Prime Minister, and to your country.
Thank you.
To Santa Milicenza.
Santa Milicenza.
May she use her power wisely.
Indeed.
And may her new, ever-ready set of 10 atomic rockets, complete with warheads and spare parts, never be used in anger.
Maria walks in beauty, like the night which waves in every raven tress, or softly lightens on her face where thoughts serenely sweet express. And by that cheek and on her brow, the smiles that win, the tints that glow, but tell of days with heaven spent, a heart whose love is innocent.
Oh, Pietro, you read so beautifully.
You like the poem, Maria?
It's a beautiful poem. And to think you wrote it all by yourself.
I made it all for you.
You are clever.
And you are very beautiful.
Pietro.
May I kiss you now?
Is there anyone about?
No, we have the beach to ourselves. Everyone's gone back to their hotels for supper.
Very well. Just once, then.
Maria.
What's the use? We shall never find anywhere to be by ourselves. Even down by the sea, the trains spoil everything.
But they have to go along the coast, beloved, because of the mountains.
I don't see why Italy and Yugoslavia have to send so many every day to each other.
Without the rent they pay for the line, we should all have to pay income tax.
What's income tax?
I don't know. But I heard father say so to a customer.
Just because your father's the bank manager.
And Minister of Finance.
It still doesn't mean to say you know everything.
Well, I can't help it if the country's so small.
If we had a place of our own, it wouldn't matter anymore.
But for that, we should have to be... Maria, you don't mean you've changed your mind?
Well, it's not much use like this, is it?
Maria... I do love you.
Of course, you'll have to ask Father.
Yes, of course. Oh, yes.
What's the matter? Oh, don't tell me you're still frightened of him.
You know that's not true.
Well, then.
It's just that he makes me nervous, that's all.
I don't see why.
Of course not. You're his only daughter. But you know how keen he is on keeping fit and all that sort of thing.
That's because he's in charge of the leader. It's his job.
I know. But I don't think he approves of me.
It's not that. He just thinks you ought to have more exercise, that's all. particularly since you started working in the bank.
I don't like exercise, and I hate working in the bank.
Then why do you do it?
Don't you know?
You do it for me.
I knew your father would never let you marry a cafe musician.
Let's go and ask him.
What, now?
Yes, why not? Oh, don't worry. We'll do it together.
All right.
Good.
I think your mother likes me.
I know. And don't let Father frighten you. He spent so much of his life keeping up to the mark. He just can't help it.
Anyway, it's time Bobby came in and did his homework.
I don't mind you a bit more, Father.
No, you run along in, son. Your mother's quite right. It is time.
Oh, I don't see what good a lot of old schoolwork's going to be. I want to be like you.
Father went to school.
Well, it wasn't much use, was it?
No, a healthy mind's as important as a healthy body.
Oh, but Father...
Now, no more arguments. Now, go on.
All right.
Now, who wants me?
The Prime Minister.
Oh, good. I expect it'll be about the extension to the Lido dressing rooms.
Oh.
He promised to bring it up at the next cabinet meeting.
You certainly need them. Come along, then. I knew you were out here, so I switched you through to the office.
Ah, thank you. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hello. Ah, good evening, Prime Minister. I was just saying to my wife... What? Oh, it's not about the Lido dressing rooms? Oh. Why, yes, yes, of course. Yes, right away. Oh, just as long as it takes me to change. Oh, it wasn't about the dressing rooms.
Oh?
No, I've got to go there, right away.
What for?
Well, I don't know. Must be important, or they're sending a car.
Oh. How long will you be?
I don't know.
Well, you can't be long. I've got the Laportes to accept an invitation at last.
Oh, I'll be as quick as I can. 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, I knew it. All that effort, and now it's going to be ruined.
George, we've asked you to join this cabinet meeting because your country needs you.
Oh, what for?
It'll take a while to explain. Please sit down. You know the Minister of Finance, of course.
Our children know each other.
Yes, I'm afraid I don't use your bank because my wife insists on the trustee.
And the Minister of Foreign Affairs... who you'll probably know better as owner of the Imperial Hotel.
Yes, yes, indeed. How are you, George? Oh, fit, I'm glad to say.
Well, now, gentlemen, as agreed, before we tell Mr. Bernardo here how he can help us, the Minister of Foreign Affairs will put him in the picture, as it were.
Thank you, Prime Minister. Well, George, first of all, please understand that whether you agree to do what we ask or not, anything you learn now is of the utmost secrecy and will... be communicated to no one. Until the proper time, of course.
Oh, I understand.
Splendid.
Oh, that's a good start, anyway.
The fact of the matter is, we decided to go atomic.
Hmm? I don't quite follow. I'll switch on the radio.
The news hasn't been released till this moment, but we're just coming up to time for the BBC World Service news for it.
It'll help you to appreciate the position.
20 hours Greenwich Mean Time. BBC World Service. The news read by Peter Reynolds.
Ah, I'm glad he's reading.
Russia
his great
and
sense
China
of style.
Agreed on an yeah. exchange of prisoners.
But I do hope
United States
they've got our bit in.
Oh, bound to. The BBC carries all news of international importance.
Yeah. Here in Britain, the county of Sussex has expressed a wish for more control over its internal affairs.
Yeah, the...
There has been no further report of Alex Rowbottom, who set off in a rubber dinghy for Tasmania.
Mm.
The autumn collection of Claude Brianto in Rome featured inflatable wigs for the first time.
I could do with one of those.
A dentist in Zurich is suing a woman patient for assault. Santa Milicenta, the small enclave on the Adriatic coast between Italy and Yugoslavia, has just placed an order for 10 atomic rockets with a Wimbledon firm.
Oh,
this makes her the 131st state to arm with atomic weapons since the non-proliferation treaty was signed. Russia and China have agreed on an exchange of prisoners.
Yes, but why? I mean, what do we need with atomic weapons?
The fact of the matter is,
It's become impossible to hold up our heads on the international scene any longer without them.
Precisely.
But can we afford them? They must cost a bomb.
To buy outright. But we've negotiated special terms.
On the club?
Higher purchase, yes.
Don't you worry about that. No. What we want you to worry about is letting them off by accident.
Thank you, Foreign Minister. You see, Mr. Barnardo, Georges, the last thing anyone wants is that.
I should jolly well hope so.
So what we are concerned with is instituting a proper system of control.
Which is where you come in.
How? We want you to hold the master set.
I haven't the faintest idea what you're talking about.
Well, it seems that one of the proved methods of control is to make it impossible for any of the rockets to be fired without a coded radio signal being sent from somewhere else.
Where, Dad?
That's where I'm supposed to come in.
How?
Well, the idea is to put the radio set which sends the signal, the command set, it's called,
yes,
in charge of someone who can be trusted not to bang them all off in a fit of pique. You know, just because someone's given them a parking ticket or something. Ideally, the most common set, psychologically balanced citizen in the country.
I see.
And they chose you.
They asked me, yes.
Gosh. And why not? It is a great honor.
It carries the title of the commander.
Sure. The commander? It sounds exciting.
Silver.
Yeah, plus about twice the money I'm getting at the moment.
George.
And a villa in the country.
Oh, not too far from town, I hope.
But it couldn't be, could it?
No. Well, I hardly know what to say. My word, this will make a few people sit up and take notice.
Then you think I should take the job?
Oh, yes.
Yes, but what about the responsibility?
What's a bit of responsibility?
You can't very well turn it down in the circumstances.
When do we move?
Why, as soon as the rockets are installed.
What's the matter, Maria?
Oh, nothing.
Look, you aren't having second thoughts. I mean, I want this to be a family decision.
No, of course not. It can wait.
Maria, it can wait.
How can I worry him in the middle of all this?
I don't see what he's got to do with it.
Pietro, don't let's quarrel. Let's go across to the cafe and you can buy me an ice cream.
Not until we've got this sorted out.
Oh, you're just being difficult.
I'm being difficult like that. One minute we're going to get married. Now you're all going off to live in the country where we shan't even see each other.
It's only 2.5 miles. Of course, if you can't be bothered.
I didn't say that, Maria. It is quite a long walk.
And you don't like exercise. Go on.
It won't be the same.
It won't be for long. When everything's settled down, then we'll ask him. And in the meantime, we can be unofficially engaged.
Very well. I suppose we'll have to.
Pietro, you are a dear.
Unless you share a flat with a friend.
Pietro?
Oh, not me. Didn't you have a girlfriend who asked you to share with her?
Elizabeth.
That's right.
Oh, she's got someone now. Besides, I don't think it's permitted for any of the commander's family to live away from the command villa. At least not to begin with, because of security.
Security? What do you mean?
So no one can kidnap any of us.
But I would guard you with my life, beloved.
Oh, Pietro. In any case, I never liked the idea of two women sharing one kitchen. It's difficult enough with mother.
The Prime Minister is on his way over from the main gate, Commander.
Oh, right. Bring him straight up here, will you?
Yes, sir. Sorry, madam.
It's quite all right. I was in a bit of a hurry.
Excuse me.
Georges, I simply must have a word with you about the head guard.
Lieutenant Dainty?
Yes, sir. He's supposed to be in charge of security, isn't he? I mean, it's ridiculous.
Well, what is?
But I told the Bridge Club, you know I'm secretary this year, that I had to stay here for the time being.
Right.
And they didn't mind a bit. In fact, they were thrilled when I told them where we'd be holding our meetings.
You told them what?
That we'd meet here. Well, if I can't go out, it's the only alternative, isn't it?
But you can't bring about 30 women here.
Why ever not?
Because it's a military installation.
But it also happens to be our home. Listen, I heard from Signora Albertini. They're going to ask me to be chairman next year.
No, I'm sorry, it's out of the question.
Now, You listen to me, George Bernardo. For the first time in my life, people who matter are starting to sit up and take notice, and you're telling me I can't do anything about it?
No, Prime Minister, sir.
Commander and Mrs. Bernardo. How charming you look standing there together. Mm-hmm. The very essence of our nation's manhood on the one hand, the radiance of her beauty on the other.
Prime Minister, I didn't know you were here.
Ah, what a morning. Let me press my devoted lips to your hand.
Prime Minister.
Do I detect a blush?
It's the heat.
Ah, yes, the sun's rays are strong at this time of year, even in the morning.
Yes.
Well, now, as I haven't seen you since the official installation, I thought I'd pop out and see how you were settling in.
Well, very comfortably, thank you, sir. The only thing is, all this security is a bit confining.
Oh, nonsense, dear. It's just that my husband misses his early morning run along the beach.
Well, that's understandable.
But he's worked out that 79 times round the goldfish pond equals 1 mile.
Yeah, me.
So now he's quite happy. And now, if you'll excuse me, I expect you have some confidential matters to discuss. So I'll go and help Bobby with his homework. A private tutor calls every day, but I still have quite a lot to do.
Perhaps I may see you before I go.
Please do, Prime Minister.
Ah, what a woman you have there, Bernardo. Mm. So devoted and with such tact.
Indeed.
How many women would take so easily to be locked up in a remote villa surrounded by an army of guards?
I don't think she looks on it like that, yet.
And is everything in order?
Well, there is the command set over there.
Ah, yes. Such awesome power.
And here is the key.
Guard it with your life, Commander.
I promise to do so.
Remember, without it, none of the rockets can be fired.
It'd be hard to forget. Sometimes I wake up in bed in the middle of the night, sweating.
The heat?
No. Responsibility.
Oh.
I keep wondering what would happen if anything went wrong.
What can go wrong as long as you have the key? Remember why you were chosen?
Yes, because I was the most common-sense, psychologically balanced citizen in the country.
Yes, and we can all sleep at night knowing it's you who hold our safety in your honest, capable hands.
Oh, who goes out?
Friend.
Advance, friend, and be recognized.
Well?
You're supposed to say who you are.
Oh. Pietro Borucci, bank clerk of this parish.
Don't try to be funny. I don't know you. What do you want?
I want to see Maria.
The commander's daughter?
Yes.
Are you a friend?
No. I want to batter her to death with this bunch of flowers.
Wait here. Lieutenant, can you come out here a moment, please?
What do you want?
This man wants to see the commander's daughter.
What does he? What's his name?
Barucci.
Barucci?
Yes.
Any relation to the Minister of Finance?
He's my father.
Oh, I see.
He does look like him.
Silence. Have you come on official business?
No, I just want to see her.
What for?
Is that any of your business?
As chief of security, it is very much my business. How do I know you're not an imposter?
Your own man saw the family resemblance.
He could be mistaken. Do you have any identification?
No. But if you ring through to the house, Maria will tell you who I am.
I'm afraid that is not possible.
Why not?
Identification, together with an official pass, must be produced here at the main gate.
But we're engaged. Unofficially.
When the commander instructs me to let you in, I will do so. Until then, I'm afraid I can't help you.
Look, this is ridiculous. All I want to do is give her a bunch of flowers.
If you give them to me, I will pass them on to Miss Bernardo. After laboratory examination, of course.
All right. Just you wait. You can't keep Maria and I apart. We'll find a way.
I shouldn't try to sneak in, if I'm you. There are machine gun posts all around the house. And anyone trying to cross the garden without authority is automatically shot.
Well, I've had enough, George. If we're going to be kept cooped up here like a lot of prisoners...
You can go out when you like.
Surrounded by armed guards, yes.
But it's for your own good.
How can it be for my own good when every social function is killed stone dead simply by our arrival, together with a fleet of tanks?
Two armored cars hardly constitute a fleet of tanks.
It wouldn't be so bad if the guards weren't so rude to everyone. Well, I didn't mind to start with. It was quite flattering, in a way, being escorted all over the place. But when they started pushing everyone around... And
well, they have to search for hidden weapons.
At a ladies' poetry circle?
Particularly at a ladies' poetry circle.
No wonder we never get invited anywhere now.
Look, you seem to worry more about our social life than the country's security.
I do. You were perfectly happy until they went and got all those silly rockets.
Well, that wasn't my fault.
And then they go and put you in charge because they think you're the most common-sense, calm and psychologically balanced citizen.
What about it?
Well, they want to see you like I do sometimes. You're as jumpy as a cat.
Well, whose fault is that?
Don't blame me. You can't sleep at night. Oh, Bobby, please. You keep me awake as well, turning and tossing, and you've got migraine half the time, and you snap our heads off whenever we so much as open our mouths.
I do not snap!
Well, there you are! Well, it wouldn't surprise me at any time to wave up and find you've blown the whole of Europe to kingdom come.
Oh, well, that's very comforting, I must say, very reassuring. Well, what chance have I got? You're going on about your social life from dawn to dusk. Maria sulks in her room all day.
She's not sulking. She's just unhappy.
And as for Bobby... Bobby, stop making that
Bobby.
Terrible noise!
I'm fed up. Why can't I go back to school?
Well, it's no use. I shall have to go and lie down. I can feel the migraine coming on again.
Gentlemen. I've called you to this emergency cabinet meeting because I've received a letter today which requires our urgent consideration.
Who from?
Atomic Weapons Export Limited of Wimbledon, England.
It should have been delivered to the Foreign Office. All foreign correspondents ought to come to me first.
Well, don't let's argue. It's far too serious. And I imagine it was addressed to me because, if you remember, I was the only minister available to sign the agreement.
You've got nothing else to do.
Nevertheless. I'll read it to you. It appears to have been duplicated. Dear sir.
Sir? Well, that's no way to address the Prime Minister of a sovereign state.
Please, perhaps you'd save your comments till afterwards. Dear sir, it has come to our notice that the installments on the set of 10 ever-ready atomic rockets, complete with warheads and spare parts, is now 2 months in arrear, despite 2 previous reminders.
What?
We would respectfully draw your attention to Clause 15 of the agreement, which gives us the right to repossess the goods and to state that unless all outstanding amounts are cleared within the next 14 days, this clause will be implemented. Yours faithfully, R. Porringer Accounts.
Damn sauce! Who do they think they are?
Well, that's hardly the point.
I agree. Why haven't we paid?
Well, that's simple. You spent all the money I'd put to one side on a new jetty. But it was bound to arise sooner or later.
Why?
Why? Because we simply can't afford them. I told you so at the time.
You said there was enough money to be going on with.
Yes, then you both said we should have to get down sometime and work out how to raise the extra money. But we never did.
It was the height of the season.
Quite.
And there's been all the expense of the commander, the villa, and all those guards we never reckoned for.
Well, obviously, we've all been remiss. But what are we going to do about it now?
Well, if you ask me, send them all back.
What?
You can't do that.
Well, why not?
We should be a laughingstock.
It's never been done before.
Besides, we should be left helpless.
Against whom?
Well, anyone.
We can't let it get about we dropped our guard.
I don't know what you're talking about. We've managed perfectly well all these years without them.
But times change.
Precisely.
At one time, only the great powers had atomic weapons.
We were able to let them worry about each other.
While the rest of us got on with it.
But now, everyone's got them. So now we've all got to worry.
I'm afraid so.
Then why don't we set an example and get rid of ours? Then that's one less to worry about.
One less for them, maybe. But what about us?
Well, we never worried about them before.
That was because we buried our heads in the sand.
Like a camel.
Ostrich.
I beg your pardon?
You said we buried our heads in the sand like a camel. I said ostrich.
Why?
Because... Oh, look, let's stick to the point. We can't let them go back for a whole lot of reasons, the most serious of which is it would rob us of our powers of massive retaliation.
Well, we haven't a hope of that anyway. One small bomb in the middle of Santa Milicenta, and that will be that.
Who said anything about that?
I did.
Look, you don't seem to understand. The whole point of these things is not to fire them. As soon as you've done that, the whole object in having them is lost.
Then what is the object? I seem to have mislaid it somewhere.
You threaten. You don't actually use them.
Threaten who?
Whoever's threatening you.
Well, no one's threatening me.
Well, not at the moment.
But with so many countries armed to the teeth, it could happen any time.
I see. Then we threaten them back.
That's right, and that stops them.
Even though we have no intention of using them.
Yes.
And they know it.
Of course.
And they have no intention of using them either.
I should hope not.
Then if everyone knows no one has any intention of using them, what good are they in the first place?
Ah, that's where bluff comes in.
How?
Because though no one ever has used one, no one's ever quite sure.
Well, let's get back to something I can understand. If you're both quite sure we must have them, how are we going to pay?
Ah, that is the crux.
The what?
The main problem facing us. Has the Minister of Finance any ideas?
No.
That's very helpful.
Well, what about you, then?
What about a tax on the tourists?
Oh, that's a very good idea. Kill our main source of income stone dead.
I think I agree.
All right, then. You think of something.
Well, there's only fishing. Could we catch more fish, do you think?
We should, in time, with more boats. That was the point of the new jetty, but we shan't reap any real benefit for at least a year.
They won't wait that long.
No.
There must be something. Wait a minute. I've got it. The railway.
What about it?
Well, clap a tariff on all goods passing through our territory from Italy to Yugoslavia and vice versa.
That's a marvelous idea.
There are so many trains a day, it wouldn't have to be very much.
It wouldn't have to be anything. That bit of line's covered by a treaty with 20 years still to run and the rent's fixed.
I'm not talking about putting up the rent.
Of course not.
We'll have a tariff on goods and on passengers a stamp on passports.
Excellent.
But at the moment, most of the trains don't even stop.
That's no problem. We'll arrange for our men to travel on board.
But say they don't agree.
They'll have to. There's no other way round because of the mountains.
I meant, say they won't let our men travel on the trains.
Then the trains will just have to stop. They won't like that.
I'm sure they'll agree. I'll drop them a line and let them know what we intend. After all, we're a sovereign state. We've a perfect right to levy tariffs at our own borders. Shall we say 1% on all goods and 2 marks for every passport?
Splendid. And I'll drop a line to Atomic Weapons Exports Limited. I'm sure they'll agree to wait in the circumstances.
That's up to me, surely.
Oh, very well. But you don't seem too keen on the idea.
Well, if you've got a better suggestion.
No.
Wouldn't look very good for the bank if we defaulted on the agreement. Would it?
Oh, very well. I can't think of any alternative. I just wish we'd never started it in the first place.
Don't let's go over all that again.
All right. You'll draft that letter to England.
Yes. Good. But I'd like to know one thing. What's going to happen if they won't let our men travel on the trains and don't stop them either?
Then we shall have to stop them.
Father, wake up quickly. They've got Pietro. Father, okay. Do come on. You've got to help.
Oh, my head's spinning.
Never mind about your own head. Get up. I'm going to turn on the lights.
Oh, no, no, don't. Do that. I can't stand it.
All right, then. But get up, or I shall turn them all on again.
Oh, what's the matter, Maria?
It's Pietro.
For the first time in weeks, I get a really good sleep. And what about him?
Dainty and the guards have got him.
Got him how?
He came to see me.
Huh?
And now they're talking about sending him to prison.
Hmm? Oh, my God. All right, I'll come.
Don't go back to sleep again.
No, I won't.
Hurry.
Room! Shun!
Daddy, tell them to be leave Pietro alone.
Look, can't anyone give me any peace?
Well, I'm sorry, sir. It wasn't my idea to disturb you.
Of course it wasn't. Then you could get rid of him without anyone stopping you.
What's it all about?
My head spinning.
Quiet! Now, quietly, please.
Pietro?
I wanted to come and see Maria, but they wouldn't let me in.
Well, why not?
He had no pass and no identification.
Just a bunch of flowers.
Quiet!
Oh.
I'm sorry.
I brought them for Maria, but now look at them.
I don't mind, Pietro. I still think they're lovely.
But all the heads have been knocked off. It's just a handful of stalks.
Oh, there. It's the thought that counts.
Yes, but no one has explained yet how Pietro happens to be here, if you wouldn't let him in.
We caught him climbing in the kitchen window.
I got my foot stuck in a bowl of cream cheese.
So we arrested him. And we brought him here.
Oh, it was very foolish of you, Pietro. You were lucky not to have been shot crossing the garden.
Next time.
It was easy.
Oh, was it?
I just waited for the guard to be relieved, then nipped over the wall while they were going through some musical comedy business. Yeah. Oh, they looked ridiculous, strutting about like a lot of tin soldiers.
I suppose we should be grateful to you for one thing. You've certainly revealed a weakness in the arrangements.
It won't happen again, sir, I promise.
Now, the question is, what are we going to do now?
Attacking the command villa is punishable by death.
No.
I think we can hardly call this an attack. Nevertheless, Pietro, you'll have to remain here until I decide what's to be done.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, Daddy.
I'll have a word with your father in an hour or so. In the meantime, Lieutenant Daddy, I suggest you review our security arrangements. I'm going to lie down again. This time I don't want to be disturbed.
No, Father.
No. Look, I'm putting Pietro in your charge, Rio, for the time being.
Thank you, sir.
I'll take him through the house.
Yes, Father.
Well, go on then.
This way, Pietro. You really were very silly to risk your life like that.
I would do anything for you, Maria.
Hello? Yes, this is the Prime Minister. What? Oh, I see. Well, in that case, we shall have to stop the trains at the border. Yes, I'll be down right away. Yes, certainly. Angelino?
Yes, Prime Minister?
Ask for my car to be brought round. The first train is expected through from Italy in less than half an hour. I'm going down to see for myself. How much longer have we got, Station Master?
The express should arrive in less than a minute, Prime Minister.
Excellent. Are the inspectors ready?
As many as I could recruit in the time. I've had to use most of my clerks.
Never mind. Once the revenue starts to roll in, we should have enough to take on as many extra men as we need.
The express is coming now, sir.
Good.
Seeing this is the first one to stop, perhaps you'd like to be the one to wave the flag.
Oh, I don't know.
Go on, Prime Minister. It'll make something of an occasion of it.
Oh, very well, then.
Here you are, sir. Wave it well above your head, like this.
Like this?
That's right.
Here she comes.
Here she comes.
All right, get ready, the rest of you. We don't want to hold her up a minute longer than necessary. Right.
She's still going pretty damn fast.
They haven't seen me yet.
Go on, sir.
Go on, man, harder. I can't wave any harder than this.
Look out!
I doubt she's not going to stop.
Hey!
Are you all right, Prime Minister?
Of course I'm all right.
Well, where's the flag?
It got caught in the train.
I think they saw us.
Oh, yes, they saw us all right. Anyway, they knew we'd be here. I gave them plenty of warning.
Well, now what?
When's the next train?
The 8:05, coming in the other direction.
Right, over to the Yugoslav side.
You're going to try again?
Yes, only this time we'll use something more substantial than a flag. Is everything ready?
Yes, sir. We've piled all the chairs from the waiting room on the track on top of those off the platform. There, my chief assistant's hung a red lantern on top just to make sure.
Good. This ought to show them.
I hope so.
Do you want to wave the flag again, sir?
No, you do it this time. My arm's still aching.
Very well.
Ah, they've seen the barrier this time. What did I tell you? Those chairs were practically new.
Oh, shut up!
What now? There isn't another train for an hour and a half.
Good. Which way is it coming from?
This side.
Right. Angelino?
Yes, Prime Minister.
I want the army mustered here inside 30 minutes. Send Charles with the car.
You can't do that. They're playing in the bandstand this morning.
I don't care. This is an emergency.
Well, the tourists won't like it.
The tourists will have to put up with it for a change. On second thoughts, you'd better go with him to add a bit of authority. Captain Greston can be rather temperamental.
Oh, all right. But we shall have to open the bank tomorrow.
Don't worry about that.
What about the guards round the command villa?
Leave them where they are. Go straight to the bandstand.
Are they to bring their instruments?
No. Tell them to bring their guns.
Here, steady on.
Don't worry. There hasn't been any ammunition for years.
Well, what are you going to do?
I'm going to phone the Yugoslav Minister of Transport and tell him that if the next train doesn't stop, it's going to find itself going full speed into the buffers down that siding.
But that would be the most terrible accident.
Exactly. That's why I'm sure this time it's going to stop.
What did he say?
Not much. Just listen, then put the phone down.
Were you sure he understood?
He understood, all right.
I don't like this. Did you tell him about the army?
I made a point of it.
I do think it's too bad the Minister of Foreign Affairs chooses today to go to his grandmother's funeral.
They're stopping. There, what did I tell you? Stand by, Captain Greston.
My men are ready to die.
Thank you. I hope that won't be necessary.
Sir.
They're stopping in plenty of time.
Oh, thank heaven. You're too nervous.
We shall have to go and meet them.
Prime Minister, look. The train's full of soldiers.
Lay down in your arms, please. We don't want there to be any bloodshed.
There's hundreds of them. And look, there's another train coming from the Italian side.
I thought you said there wasn't another due.
There isn't. It must be a special.
No, it's a special, all right. Look, it's packed with troops as well.
Lay down your arms, please. This is a joint operation. You are completely surrounded.
Prime Minister, for heaven's sake.
Oh, do as they say.
Yes, sir.
Put your rifles down on the ground.
There's an officer coming over from the Italian side.
Let me deal with this.
Whom do I have the honor of addressing, gentlemen?
I am the Prime Minister of this sovereign state, and I order you to remove your troops from our territory immediately.
Sir, my orders are to occupy this strip of land over which this railway passes.
What?
In order to ensure the free passage of trains in accordance with Article 2 of the treaty binding our three countries.
I repudiate the treaty and order you to leave.
I am afraid that is not possible unless I have your solemn assurance to drop your demand.
We have a perfect right to exercise sovereignty over our own territory.
I am afraid I am not competent to argue with you, sir, nor am I authorized to do so. Will you or will you not give me the undertaking for which I ask?
Never.
I am sorry. In which case, I must ask you to leave the railway strip.
Leave?
It will be out of bounds to nationals of Santa Milicenta until further notice.
Oh, will it?
We are a completely self-supporting unit, so we shall be no trouble. But I'm afraid my orders are to take your army into protective custody.
What?
What are you going to do with them?
They will be sent on to Venice, where they will be held until our differences are resolved.
Pietro.
Maria.
The moon looks beautiful gleaming over the sea. So far away.
Like a pathway of gold. Inviting us to run away, perhaps?
To the stars.
No, to the bus station. There's a long-distance coach leaves for Italy at 5 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Run away? Are you serious? I thought you were happy here.
How could anyone be happy under these circumstances? Besides, how long will it last? Soon I shall have to return to the bank and I shan't see you again for months.
Father promised to arrange a pass for you.
I don't want to keep filling in half a dozen forms and be cross-questioned by that great ape of a lieutenant every time. We'll escape. I hate the bank anyway. I'll go back to playing and singing in cafes.
What about me?
You too, of course.
I mean, what could I do? I don't want to be just a weight round your neck.
We'll get married. Have a lot of babies.
I'd like that.
Until we start a family, you can sing with me.
In Kathy's?
Yes, why not? We've often sung together.
But not in Kathy's.
It doesn't make any difference. You'll soon get used to it. And you'll be a great attraction. You're very pretty. And you've got very good legs. We should make a lot of money.
Would you let people pay for looking at my legs?
Of course not, but... Well, if you're professional entertainers, it's better the girl should be as attractive as possible.
I see. Perhaps they will like my legs so much they won't listen to your music.
That's a risk I'll have to take.
Oh, Pietro, it all sounds so lovely, but can it ever be true?
Why not? Once we reach the border, we're safe.
But what about Mother and Father? They're so unhappy.
They chose to come. They have no right to keep you locked up here.
I don't know.
Do you love me, Maria?
You know I do.
And you want me to be your husband?
Yes, I do.
Then there's no other way. And when we're old, we'll tell our grandchildren how we ran away together, because no one in the whole world could keep us apart. Not even Lieutenant Dainty and the Prime Minister. Well, Maria?
All right.
Splendid. Put your trust in me.
I do. I love you.
And I you. It's quiet now. They're all worrying about their silly railway line. But we'll wait till just before dawn.
Right.
Pack one small suitcase, no more.
I'll be waiting.
The moon goes down just after 2 o'clock. It should be quite dark.
Well, I must say you seem to have made a complete mess of it, Petrino. Well, it's all very well for you to talk. You weren't even there.
Yes. By the way, how is your grandmother?
Very well, thank you. In spite of the fact that you buried her this morning.
I assumed you were referring to my surviving grandparent.
Well, anyway, what are we going to do?
Well, what can we do?
Ah, this may be something. Hello? What? Oh, yes, I'll take it. It's a telegram from Venice.
Uh-huh.
Hello? Yes? Yes, I'll write it down. From the forces of Santa Minicenta, temporarily stationed in Venice. Yes, go on, go on. Having a what? Having a wonderful time.
What seems to be
food excellent. Men in best of spirits.
What?
Wish you were here.
Oh.
Signed, Captain Greston. No, there's no reply. No, don't bother. Damn it. They haven't even got the decency to ill-treat their prisoners. What are they trying to do?
Undermine our morale, by the sound of it.
They'll be sending picture postcards next. You mark my words. No one will take us seriously after that.
We should be a laughing stock.
Well, aren't we already?
Well, we'll soon change that. There's something they've forgotten. They may have our conventional forces under lock and key. But don't forget, we now have 10 atomic rockets.
Pardon?
I said we have 10 atomic rockets. And if they think they can come marching in here throwing their weight about, we'll have to show them.
You're right. This isn't the 19th century.
No, population and soldiers don't count these days.
Might even be a disadvantage.
But that's a lesson our two big brothers have yet to learn.
So why not teach them?
But how? What are you going to do, destroy Rome and Belgrade?
Of course not. Don't be so childish.
Well, then what?
We'll send them an ultimatum.
I agree. If they don't get their troops off our territory by midnight tomorrow...
Better make it the day after. Tomorrow's Sunday.
Oh, right. If they don't withdraw their troops by midnight on Monday, the day after tomorrow, it's war.
War?
Atomic war.
Have you both gone crazy?
No, don't worry.
It won't come to that.
Of course not.
They'll have to withdraw.
They won't dare risk it.
Well, how do you know?
They never do.
Well, there's always a first time.
Oh, don't be such a wet blanket. You don't expect us to just sit here and take it like a lot of bar lambs?
If we'd never got the wretched things in the first place, we wouldn't be in this mess. That's all it amounts to. We've got to risk firing the rockets just so that we can pay for them.
Well, it's too late to worry about that now. Perhaps you draft the necessary notes, Foreign Minister.
Certainly.
I'd better go and warn the commander and rocket crews. For the next 48 hours, it's red alert.
Red alert.
You know, it's in a time like this one is so thankful we chose such a sensible, down-to-earth sort of chap like Georges to put our trust in. Just imagine the position we'd be in otherwise.
Come on, Georges. It's no good hiding in the spare bedroom. I know you're in there. Georges, will you come out here? I must speak to you. George, have I got to break down the door?
Don't leave me alone, can't you?
You can't stay in there. The Prime Minister wants to speak to you on the telephone.
What for?
I don't know. Oh, well, if you must know, there's some sort of emergency.
What sort of emergency?
I don't know. Why can't you come and deal with things yourself? Marie has gone off with Pietro and hasn't come back.
What?
There you are. She's the only one you really care about.
What about Maria?
I think they've eloped.
Eloped? How dare they? Why didn't you tell me before?
How can I tell you anything when you lock yourself away in the attic?
So it's the only place I get any peace and quiet.
Where are you going?
To fetch them back.
How? You don't know where they are.
Oh, I'll find them.
You can't leave here now. It's an emergency.
I'll ask for a few days' leave.
George, wait. Don't do anything rash.
Commander, the Prime Minister is waiting for you on the telephone.
Never mind the Prime Minister. What about my daughter?
Daddy!
Just apprehended him, sir.
I hear my baby. Oh,
where's the young man?
They're bringing him in, sir. He's turned rather violent.
What in heaven's name was that?
Will someone tell me what is happening?
Sir, your son has just blown up the summer house.
Oh, you're still wanted on the telephone, sir.
Oh, well, give it here. Hello?
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 What's going on there?
Will you be quiet?
What?
Not you, sir. It's just been a slight accident. Nothing to worry about.
Now listen carefully, Commander. We're going over to red alert.
Red what?
Alert. We're going over to
red alert?
That's right. But keep it to yourself. Red. Whatever happens, we must all keep calm.
Oh my God. We're going over to red alert. This could be an atomic war.
General Umbertini was capable of such tenderness.
You are the most beautiful woman in Rome.
And you, the greatest lover.
More champagne, my little pussycat?
Oh, to strengthen me for another of your frontal attacks?
Why not? My little rabbit. Oh. Your beauty ravishes me. Come into my arms again.
No, wait. I have not yet regained my breath.
Why waste time recovering what is to be lost so soon?
No, be careful.
When Umbertini pursues, nothing stands in the way.
Please.
See, I hold you in my arms like a prisoner. Now I must take a conqueror's reward.
Oh, how strong you are.
Then let me carry you back to my lair. Oh, see how light you are.
Oh, Rodolfo.
Now you are mine once more.
Oh, Rodolfo, I am yours. Oh, Rodolfo. Rodolfo, what is it?
Dan, there's someone at the door.
Does anyone know you are here?
Only my aide-de-camp.
Not your wife?
Of course not. She always visits her mother on Saturday night. At least that's what she says.
I'd better go. Who is it?
I'm sorry to disturb you, Signora. Is General Umbertini here?
Who wants him?
Captain Metallio.
Well, Metallio, what is it?
I thought you'd want to see this telegram. It arrived at staff headquarters about half an hour ago.
Oh, just a minute. I'll get my glasses.
Then where you left them? On the mantelpiece, my love.
Oh, yes. Wait a moment. Now then. Let me see this telegram, which made it necessary to disturb a general in the middle of a most interesting conversation. But he
case is addressed to the Foreign Office.
Yes, sir, but apparently the minister was engaged in an interview of the most pressing nature and couldn't stop.
What?
That is, he thought it was a matter for the military.
Let's see. Must warn you that unless your troops are removed from our country by midnight Monday next at the latest, we shall consider ourselves at war and will launch a missile attack against your main centers of population. Signed, Signor Suki, Foreign Minister, Santa Milicenta.
That's what it says.
Oh, dear. I haven't enjoyed such a good laugh for years.
Nor me, sir.
I forgive you for disturbing me.
Thank you, sir.
Good night to you.
Good night, sir.
Whatever was so funny?
Yes.
Oh, are we going to do anything about the telegram?
Certainly. Remind me on Monday morning.
Oh, very well, sir. Good night, sir.
Good night, Metallio.
Come in. Well, excuse me, Comrade Colonel. We have just received this message. I thought you'd want to see it immediately.
Give it to me. When was this received?
A few minutes ago.
It's supposed to come from Santa Milicenta.
Yes.
Is that what you believe?
Yes, comrade.
Fool!
Well, that is what it says.
Exactly. So you accept it, just because that's what's written at the bottom.
I could check with the post office.
Of course you could, and I've no doubt they will confirm what it says.
Well, then...
It doesn't mean a thing. The point is, who is responsible?
I don't know.
Santa Milicenta herself would never dare send such a message.
She has bought some rockets recently.
Yeah. Rockets? This goes much deeper.
It does?
Of course. Don't you see? The Italians are behind this. They've come to a secret arrangement whereby we evacuate to avoid a nuclear war. Then they occupy the whole strip. And I shouldn't be surprised if the Italians didn't put the Santa Milicentese up to it all in the first place.
But why?
They know we'd never have agreed to them occupying the strip by themselves. But now they're in. Obviously, they're trying to get us out.
Ah. So, what are we going to do?
We are not going to do anything at all. We'll just sit tight and see what happens.
3 o'clock on a summer Sunday afternoon. From all outward appearances, no different from any other.
Still stands the clock at 2:50, and is there honey still for tea?
I've no idea, Commander. I assumed your wife would be dealing with that sort of thing.
No? Oh, no, I was just quoting the English poet, Rupert Brooke.
Oh.
I suppose it's too early to have heard anything.
Always assuming we ever will. Don't you worry about that. I'll bet Rome and Belgrade are in a ferment.
There was no mention of it in the papers.
Well, what do you expect? They don't want to start a panic any more than we do.
Oh, I don't know. It all seems so peaceful.
Yes. What if they strike first?
What do you mean?
Well, what if they strike first to stop us firing at them?
They wouldn't do that, would they?
Well, why not? The commander's got a point. One minute, here we are, sitting out in the garden, waiting for tea and hoping for news.
Or waiting for news or hoping for tea.
And the next second, wham!
But why? They know we've no intention of firing at them.
But they aren't sure. Don't you remember? That's the only hope of our ultimatum having any effect.
A preemptive strike. Well, it has been done before.
Not with nuclear weapons.
No. Well, we'll just have to hope they stick to the rules. By the way, do you think we might have a spot of tea?
Oh.
Could help to pass the time.
Very well, well. I'll have to go and do it myself.
Isn't your wife well, Commander?
Yes, perfectly. She
just happens to have locked herself in the attic, that's all.
If you can keep your head when all about are losing theirs and blaming it on you. Kipling.
Quite. Look here, Minister, I thought your lad was supposed to join the staff here.
For the duration of the emergency. It seemed the only way of preventing him being shot for treason.
Well, can't he go and do something to help?
I've no idea. Probably standing by, waiting orders.
I'm sorry, Maria. I've always been allergic to mushrooms.
I don't know why they want to grow them down here in the cellar. They should be up in the night, where the sun can get at them.
No, Maria. They grow better in the dark. I used to have an uncle who grew them constantly. That's when I found out. I couldn't stand them.
See, make the whole place smell.
Now, are you down there, Maria?
Yes.
But can you come up and help me get tea?
No. I have to stay here and look after Pietro.
Well, why is he sneezing?
He's allergic to mushrooms.
Well, then why don't you both come out of there?
It's my duty to keep Maria in the safest place.
It's your own fault. If you hadn't brought us here, we shouldn't be mixed up in all this.
I was only doing my duty.
Well, I think it's childish.
Oh, where's Bobby?
Getting ready to fire one of the rockets. I shouldn't wonder.
Oh, hell!
Best hope lies in New York.
With the United Nations?
Yes, they usually manage to arrange a formula of some sort once they bestir themselves.
Well, I hope they don't take too long about it, that's all. We've only got another 30 hours.
Perhaps we should have given them more time.
Here they are.
Ah, here comes the commander now. My word, he's certainly loaded enough onto that tray.
Oh, look, there's a child's bicycle lying on the ground just by the fish pond. I don't think he's seen it. Mind out, Commander.
What? Oh!
It's always more difficult when the General Assembly is not in session. There are so few delegations left here in New York. Who does that leave us?
Well, only two, I'm afraid. Oh. Mr. Komaraswamy and the Sheikh of Rabban.
I don't think I know them.
Well, they both represent comparatively new member states. Uh-huh. But they're willing to go.
Well, they always are, to begin with.
Quite. But they haven't got any experience.
Do we know anything about them?
Mr. Komaraswamy was a member of the Indian Civil Service, seconded to Gun, a small Himalayan border state, to help get things going when they achieved independence.
And what about the other?
The Sheikh. Well, I'm afraid we don't know much about him at all, except he's the brother of the present ruler.
Oh, yes?
We do have a suspicion the elder brother sent him to New York.
Because he'd cause less trouble over here.
Yes, the usual story.
What do they think this is?
The modern equivalent of sending the fool of the family into the church. Huh. Anyway, they're all we've got.
Then I suppose we shall have to make do.
Well, there isn't much time.
But it shouldn't be too difficult by the sound of it.
Which shall I ask?
Send them both.
Both? It's only a one-man mission.
But as you say, time is short. And as we don't really know either of them, it might be safer.
Very well. I wonder how they'll get on together.
Ten past ten.
Only another 14 hours.
Yes, we can all do mental arithmetic.
That was the 10:05.
Unless it was the 9:57, the other way, running late.
They're all running to time, damn them.
What are they trying to do?
Break our nerve, I should wonder.
I don't think they're going to do anything at all.
Why, what do you mean?
Nothing.
You mean not anything?
That's right. They just don't believe us.
The United Nations did. Their lot ought to be here in a couple of hours.
Then we shall have to look convincing.
I've already given the necessary orders. All rocket crews are on maximum alert. The population will take cover at noon.
Half of them seem to be leaving, as far as I can see.
Good. It'll all help.
Yes, but what if, in spite of everything, midnight comes and they're still down there?
We've got no choice. We can't back down now. Look, I think it might be an idea if we went up to the command villa and receive the UN delegation there.
That's not a bad idea.
Besides, I'd like to keep an eye on things personally from now on. I wasn't too happy about the commander yesterday.
No, he didn't seem to be quite himself.
And I hope he didn't catch a cold falling into the pond.
In the circumstances, I hardly think that matters.
You mean he might not have to put up with a cold for long?
George! Oh, here you are.
You really?
Oh, you've caught him cold.
I fell in the pond.
What
for? That's a ridiculous question.
I'm sorry.
I feel much...
Yes, you.
If you must know, what with you and Bobby in the attic, everyone else in the cellar, I had to get tea for the entire cabinet.
But it's such a long way from the kitchen to the goldfish pond. I know you're rather clumsy, but...
They decided to have it in the garden.
And you fell in on the way?
Oh, it'll take too long to explain.
I see. But what happened to all the things?
Well, they're still at the bottom.
Of the pond?
Yes.
Well, really? And I suppose you were using the best cups and saucers.
You didn't expect me to hand the Prime Minister a tin mug.
Typical, of course. You've never had any consideration for other people. Hmm? I can't think why I married you in the first place.
Because you were afraid what your father would say about Maria.
That's right. Throw that back in my face. Well, I can tell you the whole thing's been a bitter disappointment. And I thought it over and I can't stand it any longer.
Oh, what do you mean?
I mean, I'm leaving, George.
Raina,
I don't know how I put up with it as long as I have, but this is the last straw.
Well, me falling in the pond?
No, not just that. Everything.
Everything?
You, this house, everything about our life here.
But I can't leave now.
I don't want you to leave. You stay here and play with your silly rockets. Much good may it do you.
But, Ray...
And don't try and stop me. My mind's made up. Bless you. Look at you. My mother always said you'd come to no good.
But, Raina... Look, you can't leave me.
I can, and I'm going to. If you'd like to mend your ways, I'll see how I feel after a few months with Uncle Andros in Locarno.
But I may not be here in a few months.
Well, that's your affair. Don't blame me. You got yourself into this mess.
I never asked for the job.
And no one made you take it.
But you wanted me to take it.
Nonsense.
You did. You only changed your mind when we got here and you found it didn't help with your snob friends after all.
Just because the people I like to mix with know how to behave doesn't make them snobs.
There you are.
But seeing you brought the matter up, when I agreed to come here, I didn't realize it would mean killing our social life stone dead. Goodbye,
George. Pity, Raina, you...
I hope you come to your senses.
Are you taking Bobby?
Well, of course. I don't think I'd leave him alone here with you in this madhouse. Mm.
What about Maria?
Maria's old enough to make up her own mind.
Oh, she can go if she wants.
Thank you. But she's got Pietro now. Perhaps you'd like to tell her yourself.
Mm. Ah, good afternoon, Commander. How are you keeping today?
I can't sleep. The migraine's worse. I've got a cold. My wife's left me and my daughter hardly speaks to me.
Splendid. Well, now, we are expecting the UNO delegation any minute. I understand they've interviewed the other side first, but they should be here soon. Then we can get this little bit of nonsense straightened out.
I hardly call the prospect of nuclear war in less than 10 hours a little bit of nonsense.
Nor me.
The commander knows what I mean. Mustn't let it get us down, eh, Commander?
Oh, I don't think he's very well. I feel sick. If you don't mind, I think I'll go and lie down.
Oh, good heavens. I particularly wanted you to be here during the negotiations to impress them.
He doesn't look very impressive at the moment.
You've gone a funny yellow colour. Really, Bernardo, I don't know what's got into you. You always used to be so fit.
If I can go and lie down, I shall feel better in a couple of hours.
Oh, very well. I suppose if you must, you must.
Yeah, thank you.
You'd better go out the other way. Yeah. Don't want them to see you looking like that.
No, all right.
Sir! The delegation from the United Nations.
Ah, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon, sir.
The Sheik of Roman.
Sheik.
How do you do?
Oh, how do you do? I apologize for keeping you waiting.
And Mr. Rama, Swami. Swami?
Kamara Swami.
Delighted. This is the Minister for Foreign Affairs.
How do you do?
And here, the Minister of Finance.
How do you do?
We bring greetings from the Secretary General.
Yes, indeed.
Shall we sit down?
By all means.
What is this place?
Ah.
We were wondering if you'd ask that.
We had to ask for you to be brought here, as this is the nerve center of the entire operation.
You're going to have an operation?
No, no, not have. Do.
Do.
Do the operation. Ah. The Prime Minister means that this is the center of our nuclear strike force.
I see.
And with the deadline approaching fast, naturally we were unable to leave our post.
That's right. Even now, the commander of our forces is upstairs, poised with a finger on his button.
Finger on his button?
What for?
Well, midnight, of course. Which brings us to the purpose of your visit, gentlemen.
Yes. Well, as you know, we've already ascertained the views of the other side.
I'm not interested in their views, Mr. All we want is for them to get off our territory.
You would be advised to listen as well as to speak.
What?
Don't let us be too hasty about this. I'm afraid the Sheikh's not used to meditation.
Mediation?
Oh, yes. I was about to say, the other side are perfectly willing to evacuate if these gentlemen will withdraw their ultimatum.
Never. Just a minute. We don't mind withdrawing our ultimatum if they'll get off our land.
Well, that is excellent. It shouldn't be as difficult as all that to reconcile those positions.
It's perfectly simple. Arrange to do the two things simultaneously.
Just what I was going to say.
So was I. Perhaps you'd like to do the talking.
No, I'll just make sure you're doing it properly.
Well,
gentlemen, don't let's start having to mediate between the mediators.
It's not my fault. It was just the same down there.
Where?
Talking to the other side. All he did was sit there looking superior and making snide remarks.
I can't help it if you think I look superior.
I never said you were superior.
There you are, see, he keeps changing his mind.
I do nothing of the sort.
Please, please, gentlemen, time's running out. The lives of thousands of people, possibly millions, depend on what happens here today.
Very well. Where were we?
I just suggested the troops and the ultimatum were withdrawn simultaneously.
Oh, yes. And then I...
Might I suggest that we agree on 8 o'clock tonight?
That sounds very reasonable. I'm sure they'd agree. Don't you think so, Sheikh?
They'd agree on anything to save their miserable skins.
Very well. In that case, we may as well return at once with the proposal.
By all means. And you really think they'll agree?
I'm sure of it. You can consider the matter as good as closed.
Marvelous. Thank God for the United Nations. Just think, not 5 minutes ago, we were standing on the edge of an abyss.
Yes, indeed. Mediation's a wonderful thing.
You make it sound like fruit salt.
I was merely pointing out that...
All right, let's get on with it.
Very well. But I see nothing wrong in being pleased we have found a face-saving formula.
Just a minute. Did you say face-saving formula?
It doesn't matter what he called it, surely.
Face-saving for whom?
For you, of course. Who else?
But what about the other side? Don't they need their faces saving?
I really don't think it matters. Everything returns to normal. That's the main thing.
What exactly do you mean by normal?
The point where you started stopping the train.
You mean you expect me to give up our rights to levy customs?
Only as far as the trains are concerned.
Never!
But, Prime Minister, you've never done it before. That's how all the trouble started.
Hear, hear.
Oh, shut up. Whose side are you on?
Well, really, I don't...
The others see no reason why you should expect more revenue from the railway. They already pay rent, which is governed by a treaty.
We are not talking about rent. We are talking about tariffs.
That is only the same thing under another name.
Like selling a camel, then charging extra for the hump.
Oh, rubbish.
And with the greatest of respect, rubbish to you too.
Why, you... You're not fit to be a negotiator.
And you're not fit to be Prime Minister.
How dare you insult me?
Then don't insult the United Nations.
To hell with the United
Nations.
And
to hell with you too.
Don't forget the black hole of Calcutta.
If you're not careful, it's going to be the black hole of Santa Milicenta.
Are you threatening me?
No. Simply pointing out a few home truths.
I won't listen to any more of this. Get out.
Very well. But I never forget an insult. I strongly advise you to avoid Shala El Sheikh.
I gave up dancing years ago.
I was referring to my country.
Remind me to do that at midnight. Don't forget to tell them. Not a moment later.
The sun's going down.
Perhaps we shall never see it again. Are you afraid to die, Maria?
Not so much when I'm with you.
Perhaps you should have gone with your mother.
I could never leave you, Pietro. It's too late now anyway. The borders are closed.
I'm glad we came out of the cellar.
Your sneezing stopped anyway.
It wouldn't have made any difference when the rockets came. And it's better to die out in the open like a man.
You seem very certain.
Nothing's certain until it's happened. Your father's a wise man. So is mine.
And the Prime Minister?
Yes. I'm sure if anything could be done, they'll find a way.
Yes, what? Who? Yes, yes, put them on.
Who is it?
The Italian Foreign Ministry.
No.
There you are. What did I... Hello? Yes? Yes, this is the Prime Minister speaking. Yes. Of course our ultimatum remains in force in less than 7 hours. What? You're prepared to do what? Is that why you rang? No, I've nothing to say. And don't blame me if... Oh! They've rung off.
But why did they ring?
As an act of mercy, they're opening the Italian border between now and 11 o'clock for anyone who wants to leave.
They've finally rejected our conditions.
Well, what do you think?
Yes, of course.
It's quite decent of them, opening the border, I mean.
I suppose it is, in a way.
Nearly 5:30.
Yes.
Look, I think I'll go and have a word with my son, Pietro. That is, if you don't mind.
Not at all.
You don't happen to know where he is?
The last time I saw him, he was walking in the garden with Maria.
Maria? Ah, yes, of course. if you'll excuse me, Prime Minister, I shan't be long.
By all means.
Where's the commander?
Last time I saw him, he was up in the control room.
By himself?
Yes.
Do you think that wise?
Well, he wasn't doing anything. He was standing with some papers in his hand.
You don't think he'll...
No, he wouldn't do anything until the time comes. He's been well trained, we saw to that.
I suppose there's no chance he'll refuse.
No.
Do you think they'll attack first?
No. To begin with, they still don't think we've got the guts to go through with it.
And?
Their missiles are programmed to be triggered by ours.
You never said that.
Well, does it make any difference?
Are you going to tell the people about the Italian offer?
There's no need. They're broadcasting it on all wavebands.
Sounds as if they don't trust us.
It's all part of the game.
You don't want me to do anything in particular at the moment, do you?
Well, it's good not to be alone at a time like this.
Quite. Yeah. But I'll be back. Don't you worry about that.
Where are you going?
Well, I really ought to go and see my wife.
Oh, yes, of course. I was forgetting. Not being married myself, one doesn't think of these things.
She's bound to be worried.
Of course. Perhaps you'd like to stay with her.
Oh, would you mind that terribly?
Of course not. You can't do anything here.
I suppose not. Well, I'll be off then.
Goodbye, old friend.
Goodbye, Prime Minister. Best of luck.
And to you.
Thank you. Cheerio, then.
Cheerio.
Get those cows off the road!
I'm not leaving them behind! They got as much right to escape as anyone!
Let me through! I've got to get out of here!
Well, well, well. It isn't the Minister for Foreign Affairs. Well, what are you doing here?
Trying to get my car to these confounded animals.
Get a move on there! There's no need to look at me like that. I thought you just went for a word with your son.
I did. I advised him to get out while the going was good. He's waiting in the car back there with Maria.
I see. You took your own advice.
I was against it from the beginning.
Well, I can't stop here chatting. They're beginning to move.
Where's your wife?
She's left already. Good luck.
Ah, Commander.
Oh.
I thought you'd still be up here. Are you feeling any better?
Yes.
Yes, thank you. I've just been looking at some papers while I've been waiting.
I see. Oh, most people seem to have left.
I know. Maria came to say goodbye.
Well, that's more than most of them did. What gets me is those two running off like that.
Which two?
The other two. The ministers.
Oh?
Of all people. Just you wait till the next election.
The next?
Oh, yes, I see what you mean.
The rocket crews are standing by.
Yes, the army stayed loyal, I'll say that. What's left of them?
Where are Dainty and the guard?
Oh, down in the cellars.
That won't help them.
No. How did we ever get into this mess? It's all gone wrong.
Well, they may crack yet.
Do you really think so?
I don't know. There's still time.
There's less than 40 minutes.
Sergeant?
Sir.
That's the last train they're letting through.
Yes, sir.
Have the other men left?
Except those who volunteered to stay, yes, sir.
Good. Now, don't forget, the minute we see one of theirs go up, we can leave. Don't wait for any orders from me. Every second will count.
How long will that give us? I mean, before one of ours comes back.
About 4 minutes. We should be able to make about 3 miles. It's not much, but they're only using medium-sized warheads. It does give us a chance.
Yes, sir, providing the vehicles don't let us down.
Or someone panics.
I wonder what they're feeling like.
I don't know. But it's up to them. They've got to fire first. If they do,
the whole country will go up in smoke.
I'm afraid so. Well, at least it might serve as a warning.
I'm glad I'm not one of their rocket crews.
This is Commander Bernardo. Will all rocket commanders please report?
Rocket number one is ready for action. Target Rome, north of the Tiber. Rocket number two also ready. Target Rome, south. Rocket number three is ready. Target Milan. Rocket number four ready. Target La Spezia.
Rocket number five, target Naples.
Rocket number six, target Turin.
Rocket number seven, target Belgrade.
Rocket number eight, target Dubrovnik.
Rocket number nine, target Trieste.
Target split. Rocket number 10 is ready for action.
Thank you. Stand by. The time is 11:50 precisely. Please turn your switches to central control. Having done this, there is nothing further for you to do. As soon as the launch is completed, you may take cover. You'll see the lights come up on the control panel as soon as they turn over. Look.
So now, all that remains is for you to press that.
Yes, this button.
Careful.
No, it's all right. It isn't time yet.
I'm sorry. I thought you might. Well, there's still another 9 minutes. Do you have to keep that thing on?
The master said. No, I can turn it off for a few minutes if you'd prefer.
Oh, that's better. That sort of noise makes it impossible to think. I often wonder if the noise machines make forces us to use them.
Huh?
The more noise they make, the more helpless we are against them. Look at aeroplanes.
Where?
No, I meant think of them.
Oh, why?
Because of the noise they make.
Oh.
Oh, do you mind if I open the balcony windows?
No, not at all.
Ah, what a night. Look at the moon over the sea.
Yes, it's like a pathway to...
Go on.
It doesn't matter.
If only one could run away. Over the sea to that indefinable place we all know exists in our hearts. Just...
Presentation interruption. End of Spur 3. Out and over. Pack presentation number 6, The Commander by Roger Dixon, a BBC Saturday Night Theatre production broadcast in the United Kingdom in August of 1968. Already on the penultimate spur preceding, we have recorded about 1 hour and 17 minutes of this 1.5 hour play.
The master said, "No, I can turn it off for a few minutes if you'd prefer."
Ah, that's better. That sort of noise makes it impossible to think. I often wonder if the noise machines make forces us to use them.
Huh?
The more noise they make, the more helpless we are against them. Look at aeroplanes.
Well,
no, I meant think of them.
Oh, why?
Because of the noise they make.
Oh.
Oh, do you mind if I open the balcony windows?
No, not at all.
Ah, what a night. Look at the moon over the sea.
Yes, it's like a pathway to...
Go on.
It doesn't matter.
If only one could run away. Over the sea to that indefinable place we all know exists in our hearts. Just smell the perfume from the garden, George. What a heavenly place this is.
I shall have to turn the master set on again.
So soon?
We've only 3 minutes left.
Wait.
I'm only turning it on. It has to warm up first.
They are not going to give in. They really don't believe we'll do it.
They'll know soon enough.
How was I to guess?
You couldn't?
Don't stand over it like that. You might touch the button by accident.
A few minutes wouldn't make any difference.
What are you saying? They could still phone?
Well, why pretend? You know what's going to happen now. The remaining seconds will tick away. The phone will remain silent. Then I shall press this.
No.
The motors of the rocket will ignite and they will start to lift from the ground. They'll accelerate faster and faster until they seem like comets in the sky with tails of fire separating slowly to disappear over the horizon, south, east, and west. Then their places will be taken by others drawn towards us like slivers of steel to a magnet. 4 minutes, perhaps 5. That's how it will be. And the honor of both sides will be saved, if nothing else.
No, it won't.
What are you doing?
I'm going to phone them and capitulate. We were mad ever to have started this.
Stop.
With any degree of luck, they'll let us go back to how it was before.
Put that receiver down or I fire.
What? What are you doing with that gun?
I'm pointing it at you. Oh, yes, it's loaded all right. And if you don't put the phone down by the time I count three, I shall pull the trigger.
George.
1, 2...
Are you out of your mind? Put that gun down. I order you.
I'm carrying out your orders. Now keep away or I shall have to kill you.
Look, you don't seem to understand. You needn't do it, don't you see?
I was appointed by the cabinet.
But now I'm saying you needn't. George, for God's sake, man.
In 90 seconds, I shall press the rocket release in accordance with my instructions. You alone have no authority to countermand those orders.
I'm not trying to do you out of a job. I just don't want you to do it now.
You alone have
no... But there's no one else here, man. Be reasonable. The cowardly swine of... all left us to it.
80 seconds?
They've run off and left us to die by ourselves.
We're not alone. You heard for yourself the rocket crews are standing by.
But
many people chose to stay.
Those of us who had the responsibility.
70 seconds?
George, think. All you have to do is to put that gun down and everything can be like it was before.
Like it was before? Have you forgotten what's happened, what you've done to me?
Nothing that can't be put right, surely.
My life's ruined.
Come now.
I was happy enough. I was doing a job I enjoyed and people respected me.
Of course.
I was manager of the Lido, giving other people the chance to enjoy themselves, exercising, relaxing, whatever they wished.
Of course, no need to go on about
it. We had our difficulties, like any family, but we had love and good health and peace of mind. Then you sent for me and it all stopped. So now I haven't a thing worth living for.
But surely
shut
you...
up. I've always had to listen to you. You can spend the last 30 seconds of your life listening to me.
30 seconds?
You chose me because you thought I was the fittest, most common-sense citizen in the country. Well, I was. Until you locked me up in this prison away from everything I love. Now, look at me. I'm ruined mentally, physically, and emotionally. You made me pay a high price for the loyalty you all demand.
George!
You knew I'd do my duty when the time came, whatever the cost.
No!
And that's why you're going to get it now, whether you like it or not.
George, please!
First, the warning to take cover. That's a laugh for a start. And now, in 10 seconds, you'll get what you asked for.
George, for God's sake, have mercy on us.
10, 9...
Don't punish us like this. I know we've done wrong. On bended knees, George, I implore you. Wait.
6.
Wait.
Too late. 5.
For God's sake.
4.
Hello? Hello?
3.
George.
2.
Stop.
1. 0.
Cyrano, run down and play with Angelina. Look, she's calling you. Go on reading, Pietro.
The story's nearly finished. Just the last few sentences. Do you like it so far, Maria?
I like the way you've written it very much, but it makes me ashamed.
One must tell the truth.
Yes, I know.
Besides, it could happen again. Others may not be so lucky.
You're right. Please finish reading it to me.
And so, with the rocket crew standing by, a siren wailing outside and the Prime Minister crawling on his knees to snatch up the telephone receiver, Commander Georges Bernardo pressed the button and stood waiting quietly. But nothing happened. The siren died. Everyone within listening distance held their breath, but the roar of the rockets never came. Only the sound of cicadas and the sigh of wind through the orange groves. The Prime Minister finished his telephone conversation. It being his birthday, the call had come from the telegraph office to read him a greetings telegram from the President of Cuba. Then he looked up at the man standing over him, who now laid the revolver quietly beside the command set and switched off the machine. The Prime Minister saw from the commander's face that he had known what was going to happen.
Nothing.
Exactly. While he had been waiting, he had taken the trouble to do something no one else had bothered with.
To read the contract.
Yes. The fine print at the bottom, where it said, Rocket Fuel Extra. Mm. So they took the empty rockets together with warheads and spare parts and dropped them far out to sea. Their two neighbors were more than magnanimous, not only in agreeing to forget the terrible threat which had hung over them, but in paying off the little state's outstanding debt to Atomic Weapons Export Limited. So life is as it was. And it is the prayer of our people that it will always remain so.
It's a lovely ending, Pietro. You're still a poet. But he doesn't say what became of mother and father.
That's another story in itself, Maria.
You must write that as well someday.
Well, after all, it's still going on. See, here he comes now, walking along the water's edge, hand in hand with your mother.
Oh, see how the children crowd round him. He's very handsome.
Yes, the first manager of the Lido to be made Prime Minister.
In Roger Dixon's play, The Commander, Maurice Denham was Georges and Dennis Blakelock, the Prime Minister. Griselda Harvey was Irena, Pamela Binns, Maria, and David Jarrett, Pietro. John Wise was the Foreign Minister, Lockwood West, the Finance Minister, Michael Deacon, the Salesman, Victor Lucas, Lieutenant Dainty, Anthony Vickers, the Station Master, Pauline Letts, a woman, Rafe Truman, General Umbertini, John Pullen, the Commissar, Christopher Bidmead, his clerk, Duncan McIntyre, a United Nations official, Hilda Kreisman, his secretary, Ian Thompson, Komara Swami, Gordon Faith, the Sheikh, and Peter Reynolds, the newsreader. With other parts played by Leroy Lingwood, Hilda Kreisman, Michael Deacon, Victor Lucas, Anthony Vickers, John Pullen, Ian Thompson, and Christopher Bidmead. The Commander was produced by David Geary.